Get this on to.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
That's what it's like crossing a picket line. Hello, welcome to Chris 200. This is Chris 200. No, it's Welcome to Audio On Demand. This is Chris 200. It is the day after Thanksgiving, 2006. I believe that makes it November 24th. Oh, brother. I am working my way home today. I can turn up my volume here a little bit. Little track you heard there before was me crossing a picket line. Fun for everyone, I would have to say. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say. Mm-hmm. The strike continues. I'm headed home. There was a Husker game today. And what that means, evidently, is that, oh, that's weird. That means that, I am going the same direction as all the traffic, from Lincoln is headed towards, Omaha. And the normal exit that I take, or actually not the exit, it would be the on-ramp to the interstate is closed, I imagine, for the game. Because of the game, I went through, let's see, that would have been Greenwood? Yeah, Greenwood. I evidently missed the I-80 sign there, or they didn't have it lit up. I am getting close to, let's see, what does this say here? say. To I-80, 3 miles. We're going to take that. We're going to get on I-80 here. I think this is just on the other side of... what is it? I forget. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Wow, we're turning completely almost backwards here. Highway 63 now is what I'm on. 3 miles to I-80. Ashland. I think I'm just outside of Ashland here. Traffic on Highway 6 was pretty bad. It was 50 miles an hour at best. Not as congested as I thought, but still pretty crazy. I'm kind of ticked off they had that on-ramp closed. But what are you going to do? Two patrolmen's on the on-ramp and both gates closed. You can't go around it or in it or through the ditch or anything like that. They'll probably stop you anyway, so... going an alternative route here. Pretty lackluster day at work today. It wasn't very much fun, but I was involved in some things today that made the time go a little bit faster. I worked on a database of mine that... made things go a lot better, I would say. And let's see, what else? You heard a little sound bite there, me across in the picket line. That's always fun. Yeah. What do you say about that? Let's see, we're closely approaching the 60-day mark. The 60-day mark would be the 5th of December. I don't think we've seen anybody cross the picket lines yet, other than a couple folks. Still got a lot of the temporary workers here. Brought in temporary workers from all over the country. Some local folks. I don't know. Why is it so damn hard to earn a living? I don't know. I guess the big beef is something to do with retirement health care, retiree benefits, and the closing of one facility. I don't want to give out a whole lot of information in case this comes back to bite me. I don't need that. KZCO. I wonder what that is. Vela Truck Repair. Looks like, what's this? 45 miles an hour. There's a dirt track here somewhere. Maybe that's it right there. I haven't seen any signs for it yet, but I think I just did. Whoa! Recorder just fell off of my chest. I'm kind of leaning back and got the recorder on my chest so that I get a better level here. Okay, going over the interstate. And gonna be taking a left here. Oh boy, traffic is really crazy on the interstate. Looks like it's pretty slow. Oh well, let's see. I had a pretty nice day yesterday, Thanksgiving Day. Jeez, I took last Friday off for some career development activities. Still haven't heard back from those folks. I guess we'll have to wait till Monday and I will give them a call. See what the deal is. Probably get a letter in the mail today. Who knows? I'm pretty good at getting rejection letters. If they send them, something that I haven't seen a whole lot of recently, rejection letters. I don't think companies actually send them out anymore. But we'll see. It'd be a lot closer for me, that's for sure. Or it could be alright, I guess. I don't know. after that. Talked about going here and there. I kind of prepped some area there for the cement pouring that was going to be going on today. And I believe it went on today. It sounded like they made some pretty good progress. I guess we'll have to wait and see until I get home how things perspired. We'll have to see. Quarry Oaks. If you have $1 million, you can live here too. Quarry Oaks is a golf course on this side of the Platte River. I'm sure there's some pretty expensive houses there. Game day traffic. It's actually not too bad. What time did the game end? Probably 6:30-ish, somewhere in there. And it's about 7:40 now. It's actually not too bad. Really would have liked to be further down the road than I am. 4:23. I think I got to go to 4:38, 4:39 to get off. So I've got a ways to 4:23. Yeah, I've got... Oh boy, things are coming to a halt here. We're just on the west side of the Platte River Bridge. Let's see, what did I do yesterday? Oh, I tried my hand at, shouldn't even say, call it pirating. It's not really pirating, but we got audio. On-demand programming through our cable company, and I recorded a cartoon show, and then I input that into the computer and was going to make a DVD of it, and evidently it's just a little bit too big to do standard quality DVD, so I had to turn the quality down a little bit on it. I tried to burn it to a CDRW or a DVD-RW. Believe it or not, that actually checked out. It actually went through. Tried it in the DVD player. Nothing. So, I don't know what that means. I haven't been able to locate my DVD-Rs. I was going to try that and see if I could get any better result there. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I have the file and the little program, the little filed... creates the, you know, DVD. Working on a Diet Pepsi. Probably shouldn't be drinking that this time of night, but what you gonna do? I wanted a can, and evidently I didn't have the right change, so it said, please use correct change. And I was surprised that it actually gave me my money back. I think I put 3/4 in, and it did give me my money back. So that was good. And we're cruising along here at 65, which is actually the speed limit now. Let's see. Worked on a song that I've been working on, and I finally figured out what the deal was. Today, some of the problems. What I wanted to do is sync up the actual audio of the song to the sequenced part, and of course it's not true one-to-one beat. Evidently it is live, I guess, a live track, so the beat gets off a little bit. And, I don't know, I'm still tinkering around with the beats per minute to see if I can get it a little bit closer, but after about 3 or 4 measures, it's off pretty good, so I don't know. And I was messing around with it on the, pattern mode, my Zoom player, instead of the song mode, and then I got it into song mode. Nothing matched up. So I learned a few things there on how to get that straightened out, so that's fun. Oh, Tail Light City here. Just a about ready to approach the bridge here. Tap off the old, so we'll have to see. I'll probably be making a run to Home Depot, buying some Portland cement when I get home. Hopefully they're open. Probably another 7 or 8 bags. It's $80. I think it's $10 a bag in that neighborhood. Huskers! DNJ4NU. What does that mean? Dingy4NU? I don't know. I'm on the bridge now. Let's see, what else did I do yesterday? That's about it. Played a little PlayStation. I got the old PlayStation out. Played some Dukes of Hazzard with the boy. He liked that. He thought that's pretty cool. He likes the little storyline that comes with the Dukes of Hazzard. Likes to watch the characters move around, but then he kind of loses interest after a while. Figured out I have it's not a standard Sony controller. It's like a Shark or something like that. Sony controller, and of course, it's got all these programming features that I don't remember anymore on how they work. I think I got it figured out on how to get it to control things the way it should. Sony one seemed to be the right way to go. Let's see, we're going to try and get around this truck here. I'm going to try and stay to the speed limit today because there's a lot of patrolling activities going on here. Hey, maybe I should go speeding and we could have a police stop on My Audio Magazine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to say about the old workplace there. Alright, why are we slowing down again? But it continues. Heard word today that 3 folks are retiring, office folks, and so I guess that's good. I still think what will happen is that there will be a layoff, probably at the first of the year. Kind of the way things work is right now the striking folks are still getting their, you know, medical and whatever benefits, but they have to pay for them. It's not a full payment, I guess. And then the 5th of January, that would basically turn them off of everything. Excuse me. 10T more. That would take them off of the rolls, or basically their benefits would be, full price. I don't know what it is, $500 or $800 a month for Huskers. Just went by like a handy van or handy bus that had a Husker thing on it. Huskers won today, by the way. Don't ask me what the score was. They beat Colorado. That's all I know. But anyway, after that day, they go off of their, I guess, supplemented insurance. So I don't know, it'll be interesting to see in the next couple weeks if some folks decide to cross the line. The picket line had pretty much been silent up until a few weeks ago, and we've gotten some shouting and some unique behaviors there at the old picket line. One of the things I noticed today when I pulled in is there's basically 2 gates into the facility, and both sides they had like these. Oh, look at that. There's another. Huskers! Wow. That's an old ambulance. Tricked out in Husker stuff. It's got a big N on the side and N on the back. It's even got N mud flaps and really nice chrome wheels. It's a Ford ambulance. Wow, I wish I had a camera to take a picture of that. That's pretty cool. It's even got the personalized plates and stuff. So yeah, anyway, in the next few weeks, it'll be interesting to see if some folks cross the picket line. You know, I don't know if they're getting pay through the union. I don't think they are. But I guess we'll have to see. I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody from that side of the fence. But, yeah, let's see. Last week, it would have been the Friday. Well, not this Friday. Today is Friday. It would have been last Friday. They actually, well, that Monday. Come on, buddy. They went back into negotiations after 6 weeks, and the union said, "Well, too bad, so sad. We're not talking anymore." You know, when they got to Friday, they left town and said, "Come back and when you got something to show us." So. I don't know. Not a good situation. But I'm getting my cement work done, and we'll have to see how it turned out. Ugh. Hope there's some pizza left. My wife got some pizza. If any of you live in Nebraska or small town Nebraska or Iowa, there is a convenience store called Casey's. And I tell you what, they have probably some of the best pizza. I mean, it's not, you know, your traditional gas station type pizza. I say it's better than a Sam and Louis pizza, I think. Probably better than a Pizza Hut pizza. Definitely a lot cheaper than a Pizza Hut pizza. For around $10, $14, you can get a large. You call it in, come pick it up, and take it home type of thing. They don't deliver anything like that. But you know what? It's not bad pizza for the price, especially when they're running specials. So you might want to check it out. I am not weird, goofy, white trailer trash shopping at convenience stores type of person, but they do have good pizza. I recommend the taco pizza. It's a little bit different than taco pizzas you'll have from other places, but it's pretty darn good. Oh. Well, I can see the lights to my exit here. Let's see, what number are we on here? Here's a marker. 436. I think I got 2 or 3 more miles and I can see it from here. Well, actually, I can see probably a mile beyond that. That's where all the lights are. Everybody says, yeah, the money's great and that, but you know what, I would trade the money for some stability. Going to this it's a few, if I, you know, calculate it all as dollars per hour, it's a couple more dollars per hour, more, but I'm working, you know, 84 hours a week type of thing, so, so you get 84 hours worth of pay at, you know, about what I was making before, so. Thing. You gotta get rid of everything and kind of cut out the old materialistic side, which I don't think I have. I'm just kind of one of the things, kind of one of the rules of life I tried to do when I was at my other job was one of the things I wanted to do was get a nice house. When that time came, probably something a little bit, I don't want to say a little bit more than I could afford, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, is a little bit more than I could afford. So, you know, hopefully, the idea was, well, hey, you know, locked into a payment. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go up. Of course, taxes go up every year. That doesn't help the payment at all. And, but, you know, hopefully getting some decent raises and, you know, adjustments and that, and, you know, be able to live there for a while and, you know, not drive the fanciest cars. Something that'll get you here and there. Was doing that, and then, you know, the bottom fell out of that job. Had to find something else. Best I could do was a job in Lincoln. I probably could have had a job in Omaha, but I kind of messed it up, but you know what? Screw them, you know. It was, I got a call. It sounded like they're ready to hire me, and they wanted to know salary requirements, and I gave them a number, and evidently that was too high. There was no negotiation or offer or anything, and nobody would call me back, and finally I got a hold of the guy, and he let me know that, you know, they were probably going to look elsewhere. I'm pretty much sure that it was... had to do with salary, but what are you gonna do? I mean, really take it in the shorts? I don't know. Okay, folks, I'd like to get over. Thank you. So you guys can go past me like mad weasels. So anyway, now here I am. I've got this house that I could, you know, afford and live comfortably, somewhat, you know. And then, you know, take a big shot in income. And spending 2 hours of the day on the road, back and forth to work. And dealing with all of that stress that that causes, you know, it's not fun. It's not good. So, God, it would be nice to do that as a job. Probably actually put my heart into it. This current job is pretty difficult to get into. Every request or question is answered with a no. So I figure, oh, screw it, you know. What do you want me to do then? Off that resume of yours and take a look at it, and something I need to do is kind of come up with some different formats for some different job types. I think some of my problems, some of the problems I have are with the different resumes that I'm, basically the one resume that I've been handing out. It's it's more geared toward an engineering type position, and I think I need to gear it up towards more of a senior, more of a project manager type role or something, make it look different. I'm not quite sure how to approach that in an interview. Keep thinking about one question that I kind of messed up. I couldn't remember how we did a particular thing. I don't know, it probably cost me the freaking job. So, I don't know. Got to dress up in my monkey suit. Head out there with the red power tie and the dark suit and the shiny shoes. And talk shop with people that don't understand shop, the HR folks and stuff like that. So, well, I am in my town now. It's been a long journey, boy. 35 minutes worth of fun. Woohoo! I am going to go ahead and let you guys go. This is Chris 200 on Audio On Demand. And I hope you come back. Talk to you guys later. Bye.